KSWV Radio, 99.9 FM and 810 AM. It's now time for Save Water Santa Fe, a presentation of the Conservation and Sustainability Division with the City of Santa Fe. And with me now, I'd like to welcome the director, Christine Chavez. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Esteban. How are you doing today?
I'm telling you, I am so excited because tomorrow is a super big day. We've been looking forward to this day for quite some time. We've talked about it on your program, and I know you have a very special guest with you today.
We do. And I too am very, very excited. Thanks everybody again, for listening to the show this morning. As you know, we've been talking about all these different events that we've got going on. This week alone, the Conservation and Sustainability Division, we hosted an Earth Day event with Milagro Middle School on Wednesday night. On Thursday, we had a big Arbor Day event over at Torreon Park. And then tomorrow, we have our very anticipated Earth Day event at the Rail Yard Park Conservancy. And so my guest today is Peggy Joy Hodgen, and she is the horticulture director for the Rail Yard Park Conservancy. So welcome, PJ. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Christine. Good morning, Esteban. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so excited for tomorrow.
So we have so much to talk about. You know, we wanted to get you on the show so that we could get everybody excited to attend Earth Day tomorrow morning at the Rail Yard Park Conservancy. So let's kind of jump right into it. Let's talk about the event. What makes this event? Let's take a step back. Let's talk a little bit about you, PJ. Let's talk about your role, how you became involved with the park, and then we'll jump into how this event got organized and what we can expect for tomorrow.
Great. Yeah. Thank you so much. So the event at the Rail Yard Park, hosted by the Rail Yard Park Conservancy. So we are the nonprofit that manages the entirety of the Rail Yard Park, that being the horticulture, the public art, and all the free educational programming that we do out there. I'm in my sixth year now, as horticulture director, my third. So excited. Really proud of the work that we do out there. Part of what makes our organization so special, in my opinion, is the community stewardship part of that, which means we do volunteer coordination, we bring folks out to the park to learn about horticulture care and to do the horticulture care. So when you go walk in those 11 acres out in the park looking around, that's all done by volunteers and our horticulture committee and our guidance and support, of course, from the Parks Department and the city. It is a city-owned park, of course, but we're just so grateful that we get to be out in there and stewarding the native drought-tolerant plants, exemplifying different ways of managing parks. So, of course, we have our turf grass, which we love. Have the dogs and the kids out there, movies in the summer. But if you continue walking throughout the park, you'll see native grasslands and native shrubs and flowers, and all of that is done through healthy soil management as well, which has become my passion, my obsession. So I'm really excited to have more folks out in the park and to engage in it in that way, to sort of see it more through that lens of Earth Day and how we can continue to steward that, and how you can do all this in your backyard, whether you have a little backyard, a big backyard. I know more and more with the city as well, as looking at how can we bring goats and sheep into other places and to manage. Being water-wise, right? That's your specialty, Christine, and learning so much from the city through that as well, and really trying to work with the city and lowering our water usage. So all of that it's interconnected. It's helping the pollinators, the plants, the soil, the humans. It's all, and that's what Earth Day is, right? Is how do we bring all of that together and that interconnectedness?
Well, I mean, it's when you just said it's 11 acres, I have to remember that it is such a big park. And last year we didn't have an event at the park, and we always look forward to that because it's just the biggest place for all of us to gather. So we are excited this year, and we've been part of, you've been leading the organization of it, and we've been meeting, and you have a lot of different people participating in all the different parts of the park. And so we'll kind of jump into that. Let's talk a little bit about the theme and sort of how you came up with it, and maybe talk about some of the people who are going to be joining us there tomorrow.
Absolutely. Yes, last year we did have a hiatus, just to comment on that. We are so excited. The city, we did a irrigation remodel, so it was just too much to try to coordinate that, but we're back and better than ever. So we're really excited to be back, and that we have this new irrigation system that is functioning off the catchment system once again. So really excited about that. Our theme this year is ecotone, which I feel like I had to go back into my undergrad environmental science terminology, but our wonderful marketing director, CB Bryan, they presented this idea. You know, us and our executive director, Izzy Barr, kind of playing with what should our theme be? And we always try to have a theme every year. I think it's a really good touchstone and to kind of meditate on and to bring out there. It was a brilliant idea. I read this great article in this, ecologically speaking, ecotones are these transition zones. It actually, the Greek root is tension. And so sort of where these different systems meet. And so there's actually a lot of diversity that happens there. You sort of have these, everybody that lives in their own ecological system coming into these that crossover. And I just thought it's what the Rilliard Park represents in a lot of ways. It's what I write about in my weekly newsletter often without even really thinking about it in that term. But I think that's what we're doing with our 25 partner organizations, including nonprofits, city, county, businesses. So we all have the idea of sustainability in these different ways. And so I think when we come together with 25 of us in the Rilliard Park tomorrow morning, there will be a lot of ecotones and we get to share in the resource, which is our beautiful community and people that families, kids, grandparents, neighbors, dogs want to come out and explore that. And how is the city supporting us? How can we support the city? What organizations are doing what in our community? How can we sign up? I think people really want to feel empowered more than ever. And I think that's an opportunity we're going to have tomorrow morning.
Well, I'll just share that sentiment. I think that people are really looking for ways to be involved. Just with the work in our new division, we're being contacted all the time. Like, we have this area town. Can you help us organize a cleanup event? And I keep hearing that from people. It's like there's a lot of things that we can't control, even, you know, in the nation, in our own state. But in our own city, we can come together and really, you know, do some projects. And we have had an amazing turnout of volunteers. And I know you guys have an amazing volunteer base at the park as well. So it's exciting. We, you know, all of us keep kind of chatting about how we're all going to get together. It's like friends and family. You know, we've got pretty much every partner that we have in the city hosting a table there tomorrow. And we're also going to have Kiswave.
Yay.
We're excited.
Esteban at our table too. And, you know, talking to people who were there at the park and interviewing some of the other partners who were there. And so it's going to be a really, really fun day. So we're going to jump into some of the specifics that are going to happen tomorrow. But if people want to learn more about, you know, the event, what website do they go to? And I think we talked about what time it starts and ends, but let's just keep saying that throughout the segment.
Yes. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. In the open field, if you walk in through the parking lot or near the metal buildings, you can't miss us, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But www.railyardpark.org, right there on our landing page, there's a button to click. It has the theme. It has at the very bottom a beautiful display of all of the partner organizations. I would like to take one moment to thank the Office of Economic Development with the City of Santa Fe for being a huge sponsor in this event and helping us get it off the ground. And they will be out as well. I would be remiss to not thank them. But yes, you'll see all the different organizations. 25 of us.
Yeah. No, I think the city's going to have a pretty nice spread of the different departments that are going to be there tomorrow. And yeah, shout out definitely to the Office of Economic Development for their sponsorship. And it's going to be fun to work alongside them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Great. So we are talking to Peggy Joy Hodgen, and we are talking about Earth Day, which is happening tomorrow from 10 to 2 at the Rilliard Park. We're going to take a short break and come right back and talk a little bit more about what's happening.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
Welcome back to Save Water Santa Fe. We're hanging out with Christine and PJ.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are talking about Earth Day happening tomorrow from 10 to 2 at the Real Yard Park. So, PJ, what can we expect tomorrow? What sort of activities do we have going on?
Absolutely. So all of our partner organizations are going to be tabling. So there'll be various interactive activities, information about all the organizations. We will have, I'm very excited to announce the Santa Fe Raptor Center will be there with two birds. I don't know which birds, but they're going to be amazing. That's really great. We will be hosting the Graze Days event, which we do numerous times a year with goats and sheep. They'll be just adjacent to the open field. Learn about healthy soils, take pictures with the goats and sheep. We will have various crafting activities, painting clay pots, making postcards. We will have various demonstrations, animal skulls, insects close up on display, solar fountain, learning about solar. We'll have a cloth river demonstration with the Santa Fe Watershed Association. So learning about our river and rivers in general. There's going to be some fun competitions. So there'll be some climate bingo and board games and trivia. I can't guarantee any what the prizes will be, but there might be some prizes out there. Also really exciting, Bike Santa Fe is going to be hosting a 10 a.m. bike ride that kicks off from the Real Yard Park, goes down the Acequia Trail. This is family friendly. It's mellow. So come do a bike ride to kick off our Earth Day celebration. We will see what else. Oh, my gosh. Oh, one really exciting thing. There'll be a table for the City Nature Challenge. This is an international challenge that's been going on for a while. This will be Santa Fe's third year. So Michael Carr with the City Nature Challenge will have a booth there. He'll have some stuff going on, but he'll also be educating folks on the City Nature Challenge and signing up for iNaturalist. So this is a way to internationally, we're documenting wildlife, insects, as well as plants. This has been really successful across the world. And so we're doing it here in Santa Fe. It's a little bit of a challenge, right? So it's competitive, but it's also really educational. And so at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., the Xerces Society and Native Plant Society will be hosting guided tours to utilize that iNaturalist and to learn about the Real Yard Park. So if you want to get a full tour of the Real Yard Park, definitely 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. will be great opportunities to do that. But again, they'll have tables there. We'll have information there. So I'm really excited that that's happening as well.
You know, we had Claire Jordy on the radio show a couple weeks ago, and it was a follow-up from Michael Carr's discussion, and he was like, we have to beat Albuquerque, and we have to get out there.
Yes.
So it's really great that it aligned, you know, with Earth Day and this event, because I think we can get everybody engaged in that on the park tomorrow. So
yes. I believe the challenge is the 24th through the 27th, so we fall right in there. So yes, come. I'm trying to contain my competitiveness right now, but if y'all have it, just come out and yes, let's beat Albuquerque. I love it.
Oh, that's great.
For the betterment of our environment, right? This is, yes, absolutely.
And so the Conservation and Sustainability Division will be out in full force tomorrow. We'll have information about our sustainability program. They'll be promoting community solar and some of our other solar programs. Water Conservation is going to be there with their water conservation drinking model, and we're going to be giving away dye tablets and shutoff nozzles and shower timers, seeds. I mean, we've got like the whole thing coming out tomorrow. Some cool coloring pages for kids as well. And then we are going to have some Keep Santa Fe Beautiful representation there too, you know, encouraging people to sign up and, you know, just keep an eye on our website for other community events. So we're very excited. And then we will also have Estevan.
I'm excited to be there. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. So, you know, we had you out with us, I think it was like 2 years ago. And, you know, we were able to interview some of the other partners that were tabling there and some of the people who showed up at our booth. And so you always just add such a great presence to any event that you're at. So thank you for being there with us.
Thank you. It's my honor. And tomorrow's weather is going to be absolutely gorgeous. And we are going to have some fascinating conversations with all the different stakeholders there. We're really looking forward to it. So thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, well, we're so excited, PJ. Thanks again for all of your hard work and your organization of this event. Is there anything that you want to leave our listeners with today?
I hope to see you all out tomorrow morning into the afternoon. one of the conversations we had in some of our planning was this idea, what does Earth Day mean to you? And I think that having one day is, it's so important. This is a big celebration. We have Earth Week, really. And I just really hope that we can find ways to connect in community to continue this momentum as we continue throughout the year, making new friends, finding about organizations. So just, you know, come with an open mind, an open heart, have a great time. We will have a food truck. So feel free to grab lunch, watch the goats and sheep, mingle. I'm really excited to see you all tomorrow morning. And thank you both so much for your support and having me on today and getting to hype this big event. I've been enjoying the process, which feels great. So thank you so much.
Well, great job, PJ, with all of your work. And thanks, everybody, for listening to Save Water Santa Fe today. I just want to remind everybody that seasonal restrictions are going into effect on May 1st. We are asking all of our residents to actually just start practicing those things right away. The city of Santa Fe has done an amazing job, you know, managing their water system. But we wouldn't be where we're at with water conservation if it wasn't for the work of our community and the conservation ethic that exists every day and everything that everybody does here. So thank you for all of your work. And to learn more about those restrictions or some of the programs that we have within the new division, please visit sustainabilitysantafe.org.
All right. Well, thank you, Christine. Thank you, PJ. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.